much for tuning in to Podka today. Today's episode is titled, Sodbusters. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Sodbusters is well aware of this legal action. The Sodbusters are confident the defendants will be dismissed once they have presented facts. While the Sodbusters are advised against discussing specific details, we will be filing a response and counterclaim. The Expedition League is charging 7 teams with breach of contract and civil conspiracy, among other charges made in the 31-page filing. The Sodbusters and 6 other teams left the Expedition League after last season to join the upstart Independent League. The term Sodbusters came into being during the American Civil War, following the 1862 introduction of the Homestead Act. Apparently, Sodbuster was a pejorative used by upper classes in reference to those working the land, such as farmers. The case for interdependence, some analysts just wrote the small-scale farmer off as a species of ruin. Scarce farm labor forced many farmers to buy tractors and other machinery that they would have otherwise refrained from purchasing. Dependence on non-food crops also meant farmers had cash ready for only a short time after harvest, living off borrowed credit the rest of the year. A more efficient interdependence in the 1920s, however, was one facilitated by what is today's Agricultural Extension Service. By 1923, the Extension Service had county agents based in 3/4 of the state's 100 counties. Assistant Director of Agricultural Extension, Jane C. McKimmon, established house demo clubs in each county in rural North Carolina. Most counties also had women demo agents promoting home improvements to rural residents. Extension agents also kept farmers up to date with research findings from agricultural experiment stations operated by state colleges. Most farmers hewed the sod out of an area in which they planned to build a home. Farmers quickly learned they only needed to cut sod that they planned on using within one day. Dugouts and sod houses are cool in summer, warm in winter, and a nice refuge from the prairie's brutal weather. The fact they were mostly made out of dirt made them practically fireproof. Many built sod houses directly opposite of their scuttlebutts, and then used their scuttlebutts as an additional room. Adding raised timber floors is often one of the first improvements homesteaders make in their sod houses. Building a sod home was very labor-intensive, and usually took several weeks, particularly if settlers' nearest neighbors were too distant or could not help. Windows were the most expensive part of the sod home, and were hard to fit. Farmers during the 1800s used mules, oxen, or horses, as well as specialized plows equipped with bent steel blades, to cut the hard roots from sod. The Sodbuster is the classic workknife, and the version from W.R. Case & Sons is a quintessential example. This article will focus on the first, a knife that cannot be any more classically American, as is the case with the Case, the Junior Sodbuster. The name of Sodbuster is a long-standing one, with a Sodbuster designation befitting a utility-oriented model such as this. The Sodbuster is what is called the shadow pattern, the name given to knives that do not have any foregrips. Presumably, the Sodbuster name was branded with the two words in order to avoid having a Sodbuster term used over a period of years. W.R. Case & Sons, apparently, decided to reverse the meaning of the term, and used it as meaning a laborer and a utilitarian, and that seems to have stuck. In fact, in a somewhat questionable move in intellectual property, Cases has patented the Sodbuster name. I hope this does not seem so terrible, although I always try to be completely fair in my reviews, because my W.R. Case & Sons Sodbuster Jr. is still an excellent knife. B. Green & Sodbusters Inc. is your one-stop Sioux Falls sprinkler company. B. Green & Sodbusters Inc. uses the latest practices in lawn care, and they know what is best for the lawn. The design of the Sodbusters is also conducive to a broad array of utilitarian uses. If you want to participate in Sodbusters Horseshoe Club leagues, you also have to be an NHPA member in order to play. Being an NHPA member allows you to also compete at any sanctioned tournament. Teams will have to fill out their own score sheets, listing the names of every member of their team. Teams will get an overview of events for the day, and then released into the first hole. Once teams get to their first hole, they must hand in their scorecards to those running that hole. Other authorities
think they can see the potential for saving the smaller farmers, but are baffled about how this can be achieved. Clarence Poe's op-ed, possibly reflecting his experiences of America's small farms growing up in Chatham County, evolved to support the larger farmer, a more economically effective unit, Harkin said a narrow sod saving provision in the farm bill will remove incentives for turning environmentally sensitive lands to crops. Farmers who bulldoze grazing, meadow, or rangeland in the future could lose their eligibility for commodity payments, crop insurance, or disaster relief. If Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Tom Harkin gets his way with the newest proposal for sod saving in the farm bill. Right now, contracts for some 3 million acres in Conservation Reserve Program land are scheduled to expire at the end of this month.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Ronnie and this was episode 34 of Podka. See ya next time.